Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, now we cooking. Now we are cooking, y'all. Another beautiful Saturday. A little cold outside, but I ain't mad because the heat will be here before you know it. Hey, no, this is Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks. Another edition of Real Life, Real Talk. Yo, bring in the energy, bring in the passion. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in. And let's do it how we do it today. And let's kick it how only we can kick it. Listen, no matter the weather, this is where birds of a feather come to flock together. At 12 p.m., it's my time to bring you the sunshine. And from the north to the south and the east to the west, listen, please do not stress. And the reason being is because you know, listen to me, you know you are blessed. It's the hostess, Tyler Campbell. Oh, excuse me, it's your hostess with the mostest, Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, Mr. Real Life, Real Talk himself. And I am live and wild on your radio dial with a smile on my face. Yes, energy to waste. If you're looking for inspiration, unity, and community, then watch this, ladies and gentlemen. Watch this. It is guaranteed that you are in the right place, and so you already know. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen, so we can grow. And y'all know I'm enthusiastic today. If you know my history, y'all know I'm a proud San Diego State Aztec. Listen, my team is playing right now. I'm trying to keep myself glued into the seats and not turning around and looking at the TV screen in the studio because my Aztecs are up right now against Furman. And we are winning 35-23. Let's go, Aztecs. All right. I'm at TC Speaks 32 on all your social media platforms. Text us in 512-337-3776. This is the Horn Radio Station, y'all, where we are live, we are local, and we are digital. And this is home to the livest Saturday radio shows this side of the Mississippi. So it is a pleasure to be on the airways over there with you guys. Me and Ty are rocking. And as you can tell, you listen. And March Madness has everybody going crazy. Everybody's brackets are either in motion or they are busted, depending on what took place in your arsenal for the first round. But hey, right now, it's all let's go Aztecs, all right? And not to mention, ProPlayerFoundation.org. Listen, I need y'all to visit. I need y'all to head there right now. Head to ProPlayerFoundation.org. Y'all know how much it means, the Campbell family, how much of an advocate we are for multiple sclerosis. We have our Pro Play MS Day and Barbecue and Boots celebration that is taking place April the 1st, all right? Please go grab your tickets now, ProPlayerFoundation.org. We have our free panel, our Educate, Elevate, and Collaborate panel that takes place at 5 p.m. on the 1st at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. Those tickets are free, all right? Come in, get some knowledge, get some information about it, and then come back at 6:30 p.m. after paying for your ticket and come kick it with the stars, man. Tim Brown, all right? Anthony Munoz, Earl Campbell, Tony Dorsett, Joe Green. The list goes on and on with some of the best restaurants in Austin, Texas. Fleming's, Ranch 616, just a host of others. And watch this. We've even got live entertainment. Band of Heathens. Y'all check these men out. If you've been around Austin, you've probably heard them play at the Continental Club or various areas, but they are on tour coming up. Yo, we've got, this is probably our best live band entertainment. Google them, follow them on social media. Band of Heathens, they will be our entertainment. This is the loudest music capital of the world in Austin, Texas. So y'all know we have to bring it. Again, head to ProPlayerFoundation.org. And I got to give a shout out, man. I've got to get a shout out because that Campbell, A Campbell Never Quits podcast, all right? The podcast that has been thrust into the world where students, former students from the University of Texas have told my life story through interviews. A whole 5-episode podcast they have put together, and it has been heartwarming to see all the lives that have been impacted by this podcast. And I want to read you guys one of the reviews that came forward from Apple as well as Spotify. I don't watch football and didn't know who Earl Campbell was, let alone Tyler. I just finished episode 2. I was bummed that episode 3 wasn't available yet, but it is now. This is a great story. I feel like I can say the podcast is very well done because I don't like football, and I can't wait to hear more about Tyler's story. They made the podcast about Tyler, and I really enjoyed listening. I followed it on Spotify, so I'm hoping they will let me know when the next episode becomes available. Listen, y'all, that a Campbell Never Quits podcast is available on Spotify and Apple. It is more than just a football story. It is more than just an Earl Campbell story. This is the story of a never say die attitude and a never quit attitude. Something that if you don't have all the talent, right, if you don't have all the gifts, when a person never quits, yo, they can never lose. And those are the things that we want to hold near and dear to our chest. Whatever you are going through, whatever you are dealing with in life, because we all are going through something. Listen to me. If you don't have it all figured out, listen to me. If you don't have the answers, listen to me. The fine ingredient to making it through your go-through is to never, ever quit. If you don't quit, you have bought yourself time to figure it out. All right. So that's what the name of the game is. Check out that at Campbell Never Quits podcast. It's available on Spotify as well as Apple. And shout out to the amazing former University of Texas students, graduates of the communications department, Dominique, Clark, as well as Blaine, all the hard work that those students have done and turning it into a 5-episode podcast in honor of Multiple Sclerosis Awareness Month. That podcast is out. Now, without further ado, while my Aztecs are kicking butt and taking names, shout out to Big E. Shout out to Eric Luling out there in Luling, man. He's pulling from my Aztecs. He just wrote in. We fighting, TC. Let's go. All right. There was something that came over my spirit, and I had to bring on a guest host for this beginning part of Let That Marinate on Your Cerebrum. His name, I will let him introduce himself, but we had a powerful conversation taking place on the radio to the radio station, and he is my son. I'm so proud of him, and I want to ask him these couple of questions so he can make way for our Let That Marinate on Your Cerebrum. How are you doing today, young man? You doing okay?
Yes.
All right. All right. This is my son. What is your name?
Messiah.
Okay, Mr. Messiah. And how old are you?
9.
You're 9 years old. So what grade does that put you in?
4th grade.
All right. Now, if I were to ask you who's your most favorite person in the world, who is that person?
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
And just tell us why Martin Luther King Jr. is your most favorite person.
Because he spoke for peace.
He spoke for peace. My son always listens to Dr. King while he's doing all of his homework assignments. He's a person I look up to more than anything in this world. And we were talking about, from the Let That Matter in Your Cerebrum standpoint, I looked up a word or a quote from Mother Teresa, and she said, sometimes people come into our life as a blessing, and sometimes people come into our life as a lesson. And I asked my son what those words, lesson or blessing, meant to him. And he told them to me. It was powerful. And he set the standard for what I want to talk about very briefly after he says what he says. But Messiah, when I ask you today what it means to be a lesson, or what a lesson means, what did that mean to you?
That meant being taught something.
So when it's a lesson, it's being taught something, or you're being taught by somebody. When I said the word a blessing, what did that mean?
Either helping someone or being thankful for everything that you have.
When it comes to you, are you somebody who likes to be a lesson, or do you like more being a blessing, or a combination of the two?
Combination of the two.
All right, my man. Go ahead and get out of here. I appreciate you.
Bye,
buddy. So when we talk about Let That Marinate on Your Cerebrum, some people come into our lives as blessings and some people come into our lives as lessons. But at the same time, what I just learned from a 9-year-old boy when we were driving to the radio station is that sometimes it's okay to be a combination of the two. Right? Because you look back over your life and some people feel like, you know, they've always bumped their head over and over again because they've been around people that, because they couldn't become the individuals that they wanted them to be, they ended up getting that lesson after their relationship departed from that person. That may not necessarily always be a bad thing. You just got to hold true to yourself. If you find yourself always being a lesson, you feel like you're always pouring into other people and they're never getting what it is that you want them to get in the time period that they're in your life, it's not always a bad thing. If you hold true to who you are and understand that no matter what, your life has you. Life's going to deliver you to people where you can turn that thing into where you're the person who's delivering or receiving a blessing in return. But you got to become confident in who you are and not let let other people steal you or detour you, because matter of fact, the reason they are that lesson, or the reason you're being that lesson in their life, is because they were strategically placed in you, because they can't get to where they're going through without coming through you first. So some people get tired of being the lesson, and sometimes being the lesson ain't necessarily that bad, because after being the lesson for life, you have to understand that you will soon become the blessing, or somebody will deliver you your blessing just like you were to that individual. All right. And so those things really hit home with me. And my son told me that it's OK to have a combination of the two, because I told him, I said, man, I like being the blessing. Right. I like trying to help other people. I like trying to help encourage other people. But he told me, he said, sometimes it's good to allow other people to be that same person for you. So at some point in my life, I recognized that, man, it's good for me to be that person that offers, or be that person who stands as a lesson towards other people, because that's the way I serve for an individual. So I feel like you don't have to always have it be a one-way street. I feel like you can have either or. I feel like there's times and seasons in which we are supposed to be a lesson. There are times and seasons we are supposed to reap and harvest a blessing, or better yet, receive the, or be a blessing to somebody else. All right. It's not necessarily a bad thing. But when I spoke over Mother Teresa, I wanted y'all to hear from the thoughts and minds of a 9-year-old, so you can always understand that as TC, man, I don't always have it together. And the way that I live my life, I like to allow a young person to speak up, grab hold of the microphone, and I sit back and take notes, because there are words that they can speak that can impact or power even people who are in their own adulthood. So as you're stepping back and as you're looking back over your life, as you're going and then reanalyzing and letting this really marinate on your cerebrum, that some people in life are lessons or blessings, which one do you find yourself in the category of the most? Are you the type of person who can't stand being the lesson? Are you the type of person who has to always feel like you have to be the blessing, or vice versa? Do you like being that lesson for other individuals? There's no right or wrong. And the ability to recognize the season of the individuals that you interact with is important, because then you can see if you're constantly being a lesson to other people, maybe it's time that you reevaluate the individuals that you are around. Maybe you need to start being around some people who are already at where it is that you want to be. Or vice versa. If you find yourself always being that person who's delivering the blessing, yo, where is it that you get your lessons from? Those things are powerful. Thank you, Mr. Messiah Campbell, for being that person to let it marinate on our cerebrum. We'll catch y'all on the other side of this break. I've got another individual who's coming into the microphone straight from Dallas-Fort Worth area, Brother J.D. Mosley, because we got to talk about an empowerment conference that we have upcoming. Let's go, Aztecs. Ha!
I should probably say less. Think that'll be best.
Yeah, stuck in between, crazy and genius in between, lazy and being amazed that I'm breathing, cause he is either.
Oh, I love this, y'all. Oh, man, I love it. Hey, matter of fact, Ty, if you listening, man, Ty, have you had the chance to see Creed number 3 yet? Have you seen?
I haven't, no.
Oh, man, Ty, you got to check it out. So all the music today, ladies and gentlemen, is put before us by the Creed 3 soundtrack, Michael B. Jordan. You know, I grow up, you know, Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, Mr. Real Life Real Talk himself. There was nothing better for me than watching Rocky movies. Like, I never, Rocky 1, Rocky 2, like, you always knew what was going to happen. But the theme, the overall feel, the roller coaster of the story, man, you never got tired of watching Rocky. And I feel the same way now with Creed. I think Michael B. Jordan has done a magnificent job. I wish they would just keep making them. I know there's going to be an end to it one day. I don't care about the storylines, but I love it. And y'all know how passionate I am about boxing in general. The fact that you got to go toe-to-toe, blow for blow. I've talked about it before. One person in the ring, you can't run, you can't hide. You got to strategize, you got to think, you got to take the punches, and you got to give them. Everything that movie speaks on applies to life, right? It's bigger than that. So I encourage everybody, I'm not going to ruin it. I'm not going to say what's the best of the best. Just know the theme music of today that's coming to us straight from Creed 3, all right? And it's got to be big. And we talked about, you know, let that marinate on your cerebrum. You know, are you a lesson, or do you find yourself being a blessing? And that's the only reason that people come into our, or that's the main thought process or approach to people when they come into our lives. They're either coming there to be a lesson, or they're coming to be a blessing. And what I want to encounter, or want to challenge everybody who's listening in. Yo, do a self-analysis. Yo, put yourself through the grueling process of looking in within yourself and ask, do you find yourself being the lesson more in people's lives, or do you find yourself being the blessing more in people's life? If you find yourself being the lesson, yo, it's cool. Don't worry about that. Listen, we take the time to figure out, yo, are we around people that are building us up? Or are we around people that we're constantly trying to get them to see things our way or get to that level that we're at? Because a lot of times when you're wrestling, trying to get people to that same level, yo, you're draining yourself. Or when you're trying to make somebody into what they're not in because it's not the season of life, or because they're not where they're supposed to be, like they're not, they can't grasp the information that you're trying to give them. It's not your fault. And you don't always have to be the one that always has to be the lifeguard on duty to save either. So somebody today, you might have to start walking away from situations, all right? You might have to start getting around some new people, because when you get around new people, you can go to a place further and faster. Therefore, the analogy of this show, let's go so we can grow. So when I think of people getting to a place further and going to a rate faster in terms of making an impact on the lives of so many, I think nothing more of the person who's on the line right now. He's my brother from another mother. His name is J.D. Mosley, man. A proud, proud, life-changing individual. Somebody who is a change agent, right? He's from the DFW, so you know I'm passionate about folks from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Y'all know how much I love my Cowboys. But what J.D. is doing is even more special because he's on a mission to impact men. And that's what we need. Oh, we need some impact within the man. No disrespect, ladies. But I got somebody on the other end, and he's putting together a project this April where he is changing lives of men. JD, how are you doing, brother? It's a pleasure to speak to you, man.
Oh, man. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, bro. I appreciate you. Thank you for allow me to be on your platform, man. This is an honor and a true blessing.
Hey, listen, we talk about lessons and blessings. You know, it was a previous segment that we discussed. Somebody just wrote in, let's go so we can grow. TC Speaks, I appreciate you for chiming in. But JD, what most people don't know, listen, you were a blessing to me because you didn't know me from Adam, right? But you showed up to hear me speak in DFW area last year around this time, and you introduced yourself, you came up, you hit me up with a DM and said I'll be there. And so, brother, I thank you for being a blessing into my life, because that moment is what I think about when we have the opportunity to recycle and reverse engineer, because I wanted to give you the platform. Why? Because you are a blessing to me. So I thank you sincerely, my man. Thank you.
Oh, man. No, man. It's all love, and I appreciate it, man. Like I said, I heard your story. Like I said, we come from a similar program, and hearing your story just resonated with me, man, and I just want to come show love.
Hey, that's it. That's it, baby. We brothers the same fraternity, coming from the Eric Thomas what do I want to call it, JD? Is it a speaking program? I guess the speaking program, the Game Changers program. Yeah.
Yeah.
And man, so I want to let people know, JD, you got something special coming up this month where you are looking to impact the lives of young men or young boys and men with the I Am You Conference. Young boys and men, I Am You Conference, that's taking place at 5601 Mountain Creek Parkway in Dallas, Texas. What was put on your heart, JD? Why come up with this program? Why do it now? Or I guess you've been thinking about it for quite some time. But what put on your heart to do this?
To be honest with you, man, I'm just full transparency, TC. I was actually in a mindset, man, where I was actually complaining, where we had just come out of the pandemic, and you know the world was changing, and you know jobs had been lost, and men were hurting, and I was seeing all these, you know, women empowerment, women encouragement, these conferences and things of that nature being put out there, and I was like, when is somebody going to do something for the men? When are one of these prominent leaders going to step out and put on a men's conference or a men's summit or a men's something? Just to let them know, like, you know, it's going to be okay. To, you know, I feel where you're at. I understand what you're going through. Letting you know that you're not alone. I was doing all this complaining. I was like, wow. And then something just spoke to me, like, you're doing this complaining. You're part of the problem. Mm. And I was like, oh, when I can be a part of the solution. So in order for things to change, I must change, right? So therefore, I decided that I want to be a part of that change. And it just came to me, like, I wanted to put on something for men and young boys just to let you know that we understand what you're going through. I am you. We're a reflection of one another. Like you said, I'm your brother from another mother. I understand what it feels like to be a man. I understand what it's like to be a father. I understood what it's like to be a husband. I understood what it's like to, you know, be under the stresses that we go through on an everyday basis that we don't necessarily talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But we need a safe space, a new safe haven where we can release it. So I decided to put on this conference, man, or summit, however you want to call it, or youth empowerment, men empowerment, which whatever title you want to put on it. I decided to go ahead and just like stop being a part of the problem. I became a solution.
And that was the thing, man. I think and people have heard me talk about it, but I'm so glad you led with it, right? Because it was the ability for you to actually look at yourself in the mirror and say, man, I am complaining. And that's why I constantly tell people, yo, we got to start casting stones at others and start looking at what we got going on, because quite frankly, we could be the answer. And so for you to be able to speak boldly about that, for you to be able to look in the mirror, that takes some huevos, brother. That takes some cojones, right, for a person to finally look at themselves and say, wait, hold up, pump the brakes. Yo, I got something to do. And then speak on this, Jay, because you just hit it. I think a lot of times as men, bro, we forget, like, yo, women ain't the only one who hurting. Like, we get around each other as men, as boys. We talk about the game, right? We talk about maybe the job a little bit, but ain't nobody touching that pain threshold, that button. Ain't nobody talking about that battle with addiction that they got behind closed doors. And so, man, speak on those things, because I think you have been a catalyst of evolving and bringing forth dynamic conversations that need to be had to set some men free.
Yeah, man, and it's definitely true. Nobody really talks about it, because from a young age, man, you can attest to this yourself, or anybody who's listening. As youth, as little boys, when we cry or hurt ourselves, you know, we're told to, you know, stop the crying, or, you know, big boys don't cry.
Hmm.
So automatically, we are automatically programmed to not talk about our emotions. We're automatically programmed not to talk about how we're feeling. Yeah. We're automatically programmed not to really properly learn how to communicate what we're going through to one another. But therefore, you're going through this cycle of being a man where you're supposed to put on this facade that you're always hard, you're tough, even though we do have emotions, but we call them he-motions, not just emotions. We're he-motions.
Mm.
So therefore, yes, we do go through those things, but we do feel, we do hurt, we do cry, we do have addictions, and we're crying at the little boy on the inside that, it's inside of that grown man is crying out, like, how can I get this out? Who can I talk to? But we don't know who we can talk to, because nobody never talks about what they're going through, TC.
That's it. That's it. Therefore, keep going.
Therefore, I just wanted to put on the platform, man, where men are just going to share their heart and be transparent and let you know that I am you. I understand what you're going through.
Hey, give people the date of the conference. Give people the time frames, the date, the address. Lay it down for them again. I want them to hear it from you. And also let them know how they can follow you on social media, right? Just in case they may not catch everything. Somebody may not know the DFW area like that. But lay that down for them very briefly as listeners so they can take note of that.
Oh, yes. So it's happening April 8th at New Beginnings Church. That is 5601 Mount Creek Parkway in Dallas, Texas, 75249. It's on the Eventbrite.
Mm-hmm.
You can just type in IMU and it'll pop right up. Also, if you want to follow me on social media, mainly Instagram, it's j.d.mosley. That's M as in Mary, O-S-E-L-Y. Again, that's on Instagram at j.d.mosley, M-O-S-E-L-Y, or Instagram.com. And also, TC didn't know this, but for any of your speakers that decide to go ahead and make the trip and come on down to the event, it is 50% off. You just type in a discount code of Real Talk. That's R-E-E-L-T-A-L-K.
Come on.
So R-E-E-L-T-A-L-K.
Hey, man, come on. You know I got passion for that R-E-E-L. You know I got passion for it. Listen, and here's the deal. I know I will be speaking, but you have some dynamic men that are coming towards the microphone, right, and different messages talking about different points. So for me, I want to ask you this wholeheartedly. If you had one goal for what you want this conference to be. If you want people to know what your overall goal for people as young men and men are walking away, what is that thing in your spirit that says, man, good done, good job, well done, good and faithful servant? What is that thing that you want people, the men, to walk away with? If you got one goal, just one.
One goal?
Yeah, just one goal.
That'll be easy. That'll be easy.
Come on.
I want to be effective. I just want to be effective. I want to walk away from this knowing that when everything's said and done, the words have been said, words have been spoken, the lights are out, that somebody can come back and be like, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The words that were spoken today affected my life and it changed my life in a totally different way, because I understand I am able to talk, and there are men out there that are going through the same things that I go through. So long as we're effective with our words, that's all I'm looking for. Effectiveness, bro. Effectiveness.
And I want to give you your flowers, because I think, you know, a lot of times, no disrespect to the ladies, but I want to give you flowers because you're the only person I know, Jay. You know, you are a proud single father of three, correct?
I have four.
Oh, you have four. And so this, to me, you are a man who is held on, you know, 10 toes down. Single father doing your thing. And so sometimes I know life moves so incredibly fast, my brother. I want to tell you, man, like, thank you. I want to tell you from man to man, like, you doing your thing. And then also you are showcasing your family, your children, how to make an impact within the community. And I feel like that all the people who are going to come to this thing, they're going to be blessed just simply because you stood up and said enough is enough. And so I get excited for what your children will do in their lives and what they are going to become, because they're having somebody who, I, you know, who isn't what we all grow up with as young men, which is somebody who being open and honest about their feelings, their mistakes. Hello, about their mistakes, about their emotions, and you're giving your babies the ability to have a platform and a conversation, because like we said, most of us coming from young men or as growing up as young men and then man, we never had that platform or didn't always get that chance to speak about what we really feel. Silence. Yeah. Take it to you to the grave, eating you away, not being able to process, not being able to show up with full authenticity in your heart. And it hurts us in our relationships. It hurts us in our friendships. It keeps us from pulling back on our jobs. And so, my brother, I mean it sincerely from the bottom of my heart and the depths of my soul. Bro, you doing your thing, Jay. You doing your thing.
Man, I truly, truly appreciate that, man. All I'm doing is how you talked about it earlier, bro. Are you a lesson or a blessing?
Mm-hmm.
I understood the lessons that I had to go through in life. I had to go through my lessons so I could be a blessing to others, man. So it's time. It's our time. And just to pick it back, to give you your flowers, man, and what you're doing in the multiple sclerosis community and the African-American community, talking about it, being transparent, man, the way you're leading your family, the way you love your wife, the way you love your kids, the way you love your community, the way you love on people. It radiates and illuminates through so much, man. And so many people are being blessed just because you decided, even though when God had different plans for you than what you thought, you were obedient to it. You're obedient to your purpose, bro. And I salute you, King. I appreciate you, man, so much. I can't wait for this thing to kick off. I just feel it's our time, man. And I just thank you. I appreciate you, bro.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. And being from the DFWJ, listen, I'm a diehard Cowboys fan. I'm a diehard Cowboys fan. This is our year, Jay.
Thanks.
I'm a man, Ty's behind the glass. Jay has been saying this every year. I'll say it now. I'll say it again. I'm sure people gonna write in and bust my chops. But I'm gonna say that to say it. But no, on a realistic note, listen, y'all. Jay, give them the date one more time. Give them the address one more time, and your social media, and I'll let you get out of here, brother.
Oh, no doubt, man. I appreciate you again. The date is August 8th, 10 a.m., 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
April 8th.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, April 8th. I don't want you to get ahead of you, baby. April the 8th, April the 8th.
April 8th at 10 a.m., 5601 Mount Creek Parkway in Dallas, Texas, 75249. The I Am You Conference. I'm Jay. .D.MOSELY at Instagram.
So, yeah. Hey, I appreciate you, my brother. Get on out of here and enjoy your Saturday, man. I love you, and look forward to speaking with you, Jay. Look forward to it.
Love you too, bro.
My man, Mr. J.D. Mosley, calling through, and I want people to let this sit. To piggyback off of what he said, we talked about being a lesson and being a blessing. I had my 9-year-old son dive in, Messiah, and give us some game into that thing. And I had to take a step back because Jay was an effective lesson in my life because he showed up for me. At a speech that I was not expecting. My man literally reached up to me on social media, gave me words of encouragement out of left field that I was not expecting. And then he told me on the random, I never met him before, right? He told me on the random, he said, I know you speaking in DFW. You said, I'm going to be there. I'm like, cool, whatever. You're not going to show up. But then the dude shows up and gives me a hug. And the reason why, as of late, if you've listened to this show, I am doing a better job. I'm going to do a better job of seeking people out. So as fans don't of this show, don't be surprised if you get a DM, if you get an email from me, because I want to give you flowers and be able to give you an opportunity to share or talk about how you are impacting the community. The reason being, like Jay said, if I don't share it, if I don't give you a platform to share it, if I don't give you a chance to speak on it, then how in the world are we going to expect for things to get better? I want to be able to be somebody to deliver a blessing towards somebody else. And so I got to use my platform to reach out and have a phone call with somebody who is doing something effective in the community to make things better. And by the way, the more that I can give forth the platform for you to be able to say something, right, then I know it's going to leave a long-lasting impact of the community no matter where you are. I can't keep this stuff all to myself, man. I can't keep it all 104.9 The Horn, Real Life, Real Talk with TC. Like, I love getting on the microphone and spitting, but I also have to do my due diligence to wake up and allow to raise the platform of somebody else. There's some people in this country who are doing some amazing and dynamic things, and I want to give you your flowers. I want to be able to give you forth the platform. JD did that because I had to look at myself in the mirror. I said, yo, TC, you getting on this microphone and you hitting, you doing all this stuff. Yeah, it's great. But what about elevating other people? Yeah. If I can't do nothing else on this microphone, allow this place, Real Life, Real Talk, to be a tool that allows you the opportunity to give some real talk into what you're doing and how you can allow yourself to skyrocket. So, yeah, man, that's just something I'm tinkering with. I've been seeing doing it the last couple of weeks. And, yeah, it's kind of something I like. That's all right. And also, Ty, I got a compliment last week. Somebody said you got a soothing voice over the telephone. They were talking about how smooth you were. All right. But come back on the other side of this break. We're going to get into a couple of messages that I want to deliver. I've still got my message and I still got my couple of principles. All right. So tell a friend to tune in. This is the Horn Radio Station. We live, local and digital. Send in your text messages, 512-337-3776. Catch y'all on the other side of this break. And I've got two very simple principles that I want to continue to relay to everybody over the airways. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen. What? So we can grow.
I swear to my tears, no, I will not surrender. If you take my lead, then we can fly together.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Heaven never
oh, Ty, let that run.
We got what we need, but we don't got forever.
Forever. Come on, man. I'm telling y'all. That Creed 3, if you have not seen Michael B. Jordan's Creed 3, y'all, man, make it a weekend. End your spring break right and go see that movie. Oh, man, this song, I'll Be Waiting All My Life. Man, Blood, Sweat, and Tears is what it's called. Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks. I'm at TC Speaks 32 on all social media platforms. Sending your text messages, 512-337-3776. I'm so lucky that I am in a radio station that is a sports network because my Aztecs are up 53-32, Ty. We up 53-32, baby.
Taking care of business.
We're taking care of business. I hope I'm busting somebody's bracket out there. Let's go so we can go Aztecs, man. March Madness to the fullest. We got to keep it up. But shout out to my man J.D. Mosley, who was just on the airways talking about his IMU conference that he's putting on at Dallas-Fort Worth area. Follow him on social media. I will be there speaking as well in April, April the 18th. April the 8th. But yeah, tickets are still available. I'm proud to be there. A host of other speakers. If you know a young man, know young boys, or are a man in your own adulthood, you are looking to try to grow, looking to try to get seeds sown into you so you can put them and plant them back into your family, into yourselves, into the friends, the inner circles that you are around. Yo, get signed up. Check it out. We're going to have a great time rocking and just growing together, man. So kudos to you, JD. If you're just now tuning in, you missed my 9-year-old son who was on the microphone earlier where we talked about our Let That Marinate on Your Cerebrum. And it was the quote that I had read earlier this morning coming from Mother Teresa. Yo, one of the best, one of the greatest human beings, right, to walk the face of this earth, Mother Teresa. And she said, people come into your life for two reasons, to be a lesson or a blessing. And I wanted to ask a sincere question to all the audience members who are listening in. Yo, where do you find yourself being the most? Do you find yourself in your relationships being the lesson, meaning that somebody learns from your interactions amongst each other and they end up departing from your relationship, and they actually put into action what you were having to, I guess, say to them over and over again, what you were hoping to get out of your relationship? They didn't do it when y'all were friends, when y'all were in a relationship, when y'all knew each other. But the moment they stepped out of their life, they became a bigger and better person. You're saying, dang, how come that you couldn't get it right when we was friends, but now you living your life doing the same things that I asked you to do, but you wouldn't do it, and you became the lesson? Or do you find yourself being the blessing? Like, do you find yourself always coming to the rescue of other people? Do you find yourself being that person who has that incredible insight? Do you find yourself being somebody people come to looking for your perspective? I feel like life is about the combination of the two. And I think that's what my son pointed out. He said, Daddy, I like to be the lesson, and sometimes I like to be the blessing. Because sometimes there's things that you learn for yourself internally when you are the lesson. You change who you're hanging around, right? You change your friendships. You change the dynamics of your relationships because you don't like to continue being the person who's the lesson. And vice versa. Yo, that ability to bless somebody, that ability to help somebody, that ability to stand in for other people. If people are coming to you for those things, yo, it feels good too. So I think life is a combination of the both. If you're the lesson, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but you got to recalculate how you find yourself changing the circumstances in which you interact with people, who's in your inner circle. So you can start to flip that thing where you become more of a blessing more times than you are the lesson. So let that marinate. Thank you, Messiah Campbell, being a 9-year-old, stepping to the microphone like a champ. Big shout out to my man Ty, who got it on film. So piggybacking off of that, wanting to dive in deeper, right? And this topic of never underestimate, or excuse me, the lesson or the blessing, I want to ask people to piggyback off of this so I can get you to a place where you're making a deeper impact in your inner circle of people, right? I want people to think this: never underestimate the power of the ability to say thank you. Never underestimate the power and the ability to say thank you. And I think a lot of times life is moving so incredibly fast, where we live in a social media society, right, where people are always looking at the things that you don't have, where people are always looking at the next step, where people are always looking at, well, this person has that, how can I get to that? And we are driven, we are hungry, we are always thriving to the next thing, that we forget the people that are helping us get to the next steps in life. And I want to tell people, dearly beloved, over this microphone today, I want you to take this 2-word process out and start putting it into practice now, because in a lot of times we have to be humble to the fact that people have helped us get to where we are, even if this is a position that you don't feel like you're going to be in long time. And that word is thank you. Never underestimate the power of saying thank you. And so while you have what you have in your marriage, while you have what you have out of your children, while you have the home that you live in, while you are dining in that breakfast restaurant that you are in right now, right, while you have the capability to wrap your arms around your loved ones, look back over your life, look through your life, look at the direct things that you have been through and where you are going. And I want you to sit back and make a list of all the individuals today that you have to say thank you to. Yeah. You got great things coming on your job. You got great levels of employment that are going, but you are in the situation you are in. Why? Because you may have a great team. Yo, you may have a great boss. You may have somebody that mentored to you early on in your profession, and they are the reason why you are at where you're at. I'm challenging us to make a list. Yo, make that list today. Who has been in your life? It may be your mother, your auntie, your uncle, your cousin. I want to not let breath leave your lungs anytime soon without you saying thank you. There's a power in that. Watch this. There is a blessing in that. because some people don't know the impact that they've had over your life. And when I listened to the Campbell Never Quits podcast, my speech and communications teacher, those students found them. That a Campbell Never Quits podcast that is available on Spotify and Apple today. I have not heard the words of my speech communications teacher, Professor DeJuan Gibson at San Diego State University. I have not heard his voice in 15 years. When he stepped in to teach the class, that was my first speech class that I was terrified of being in. He remembered me in his classroom and they allowed the interview to take place. I heard him. I had to reach back out to Professor Gibson and tell him thank you, because that speech class ended up being the thing that I stand on still to this day at the age of 36. I walked in when I was 21 at San Diego State, and he helped find my love and my gift for words and be able to showcase and express them, which put me on a trajectory to be able to speak about multiple sclerosis the way that I do. It started with him. He was 22 years old when he was a professor. We almost the same years in age. But he spoke confidently. He spoke boldly. I had to call him and say, man, Professor Gibson, like, yo, thank you. You gave me something. You helped me find something that will provide for my family, that gives me a voice, that helps me advocate for multiple sclerosis, that has opened up doors for me. Yo, thank you. Who has opened up doors for you in your life? And don't let today pass without telling that man or that woman in your life, that mentor, that person who came in your life, even if it was just for a second, pick up the phone, send the text message, do what you got to do, and tell that person thank you today, would you please? All right? And the other principle that I want to leave you with, stop criticizing and start encouraging. Stop criticizing and start encouraging. I will never forget the words of Maya Angelou, who said, people don't always remember what you say, but they will always remember how you made them feel. And a lot of times we live in a society nowadays where what? There's inflation or recession and so much negativity surrounding us that a lot of times people only remember the negative energy or the negative connotations in which words are placed before them as they go about their day. I'm finding myself in situations where I hear people talking about the negatives that they are experiencing far more than the positives. That means something has to change in the dynamics of our relationship and the way that we approach the day. Yo, stop criticizing and let's start encouraging. Let's focus on the way that we live our lives and the impact that we can have on somebody else. We're starting with our thank you. But then at the same time, how is it that you make the people on your team at work feel? Do you encourage them? Are you taking time to showcase how much you are invested in them? Now, listen to me. There is some governance to this, because when I talk about encouragement, listen, people can always feel if you're being genuine or not. Right. So like Maya Angelou said, it's not always what you say, it's how you made them feel. People can always feel your energy and the way that you convey your words if you are being sincere in heart. So don't just come in thinking that I'm telling you to just pop off at the mouth and say whatever encouraging things that you want to say. You've got to be rooted in it. You've got to feel a person. You've got to understand where they're coming from. You've got to take time for conversation. Those are the things I try to tell the next generation, man. Y'all got to take the time to start conversating with people instead of just texting people. Yeah, you can't hide behind emotions of a word or a phone and think that those are the ability to convey what it is that you're actually trying to say. You got to get to a place where you can have a genuine conversation with a person and get your feelings out so somebody understands where they're coming, where you're coming from. And then we've got to start eliminating the criticizing as we go about our day. The negative energy, it's got to go. Yep. The feeling sorry for ourselves. Yep. It's got to go. The hating on somebody else because they're in a certain place and you not. Yo, it's got to go. We got to start encouraging other people. We got to start lifting each other up as we climb. Y'all have heard the phrase before, but I feel like I've got to say these things because the energy is so incredibly off. And when things are at their worst, that's when the people with the genuine heart, yo, you got to shine. And we need you to shine bright like a diamond, because we are in desperate and dire need of individuals who will be in the community and start speaking life, who will start to speak hope, who will start to speak that peace that my son was up here talking about. A 9-year-old boy got on this microphone and told you that he loves Martin Luther King. Why? Because Martin Luther King Jr. talked about peace. My son, 9 years old, sitting back doing homework assignments and YouTube every night listening to MLK because he's thriving off of hearing peace. There is so much noise in the world, so much negativity in the world that people can't find peace. And we see the problem. So when are we going to be the change agents to deliver the word of encouragement to get us a step further or a step closer to the peace that we are all seeking and trying to thrive off of? That's the root of what I want to get conveyed. All right. So be a part of the solution and stop being the problem. Yeah, we'll say that we want all of those things, but then turn right back around and speak bad about somebody else behind their back because of the clothes they wear, the car that they drive, the neighborhood they come from, the complexion of their skin, because they male, because they female, whatever, you name it. We find so many reasons how to be negative to somebody else. And watch this, people often thrive off of those things because it makes them feel better about themselves. But I'm here to tell you, man, beloved, when you start seeing people who are doing those things, yo, speak out. Come to the aid of a person who is being verbally abused and speak words of encouragement and give that person hope. You don't know this, but by you speaking that hope, by you speaking that love, that person will never, ever forget those things, and they will go on to do something special to where you might find yourself in Professor Gibson's presence like he did with me. 15 years later, somebody will find you in the directory. 15 years later, somebody will find you on social media. 15 years later, your phone will receive a text message of somebody whose life you impacted simply by the fact that you encouraged them. Simply by the fact that you chose to say thank you to that person. Simply by the fact that you chose to deliver a compliment. And watch this. It wasn't what you said. It's how you made them feel, because you were genuinely invested. How invested are you in your employees on your job? How invested are you in your relationship? My brothers, my sisters, how invested are you with being a mother? Or a father, or as a brother, or as a sibling? How invested in you are those other people you have relationships with? Have you said thank you anytime? Have you spoken a word of encouragement? Have you called a person, yo, just to tell them, man, I love you and I appreciate you and I see you? That's the big reason why I brought J.D. Mosley on, because he was somebody who came and supported me, and I never forgot it, and it was a breath of fresh air. A man showing up just who did not know me, who came to support just to say a word of encouragement and to say thank you. Man, you just never know the dynamics and the shapes in which life is going to take you down. My name is Tyler Campbell. I'm at TC Speaks 32 on all your social media platforms. This is real life, real talk. We got it going on. Yo, beloved, have a great rest of your weekend. Send me an email. I am Tyler at tcspeaks.com. Visit my website, www.iamtylercampbell.com. Get registered, proflayerfoundation.org, Pro Play MS Day Barbecue and Boots. And don't forget to grab that A Campbell Never Quits podcast, that Amazon best-selling book, The Ball That Came Out, Life from the Other Side of the Field. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen, so we can grow. Let's go, Aztecs. Peace!